ladies, it's Brittany Brazel. The Lord has given me a passion for motherhood and homemaking. From that passion, a ministry has birthed, No Higher Calling. There is no higher calling on my life than to be wife to Simeon and mama to my littles. I still have so much to learn, but as I continue to grow, it is my desire to share the truths God is teaching me. Hey ladies, thank you so much for joining me back on the No Higher Calling podcast. Before we jump into today's podcast episode, I know that for most people in the Northern Hemisphere of the world, you are just wrapping up a school year and you are about to jump into your summer, which is always such an exciting time. But I know if you're like me, that kind of, you know, those first few weeks are great because you're just enjoying the break, being outside, having such a relaxed schedule. But then it quickly kind of starts getting to where you're hearing the word bored a lot, or your kids just don't know what to do with themselves. So if you're like me, when we have breaks, I like to have just some little bit of structure to our days, or maybe something that we're going to learn or work through in that time. Nothing formal, nothing big. I know it's a break and enjoy the break. But if you're looking for something to kind of keep brains engaged throughout those months of having a summer break, the Children of Character cards are a wonderful thing that you can use. You can use these in a family devotional time. You can use these in like a morning basket time. You can use these however you want to use them. You can use them in the afternoon to kind of get you through that slump, you know, past nap time to dinner, whatever it looks like for you and for your family. These are a great tool to use. And I know, like I said, we're just wrapping up a school year coming into summer. So I thought I'd just give a little, just kind of a plug for these, I guess. As a really good tool that you could use this summer to just work through with your kids, keep them engaged, keep them thinking, keep them memorizing scripture, keep their brains active so they don't just like completely flip the off switch for 2 months. But you can find those Children of Character cards on my website, which is nohighercalling.org. These are great. There is a character card for every letter of the alphabet emphasizing a biblical character trait. It has a scripture verse that corresponds with that. On the back, there is a little paragraph that talks about what the Bible has to say about boldness, about diligence, about being yielded to Christ. And then there's just some synonyms, some other words that can further help you explain that. And then just a little challenge. How can you show kindness today? How can you be long-suffering today? So that might be something really good to implement while you don't have the distraction and so much going on of the school year and all of the responsibilities that brings. If you just want to make your summer an emphasis on godly character, we're going to learn these traits. We're going to read these scripture verses. We are going to actively try to live this out in our daily life. Make this work, make this a visible work of the Holy Spirit. That might be a really good thing to focus on this summer. So you can, again, find those on the website, nohighercalling.org. Those are available for purchase. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere like me and you're in the middle of a school year, it's still a good time. There's never a wrong time to emphasize godly character in the home. I know I have a lot of friends in the Northern Hemisphere that are transitioning into that summer mindset. And like I said, I know that I like to take that time to just make a little bit of a focus on something. Like I said, when you don't have all of the other things going on. So if you want to check those out, go check those out. And I'd love to know what you think of them. I'd love to get your feedback on those. But without further ado, we're going to jump into today's topic, which is I always wanted to be a model. So the Lord reminded me a while back, I guess, of something that happened in my childhood that just made me laugh. And it really started my brain kind of on a path of realizing that something that I wished as a child has happened. It has come true just in a very, very different way than I wanted it to when I was the child dreaming of it. And isn't that how life works? So often, we have a dream, we have a goal, we have something that we want, and we want it so bad. And sometimes we pray for it and we ask God for it. And, you know, a lot of times we don't get everything that we ask for. And sometimes it's that hindsight that is 2020, they say. You look back and you realize, wow, I'm so glad I did not get what I so desperately wanted. And maybe you don't get it at all. And maybe God totally just reshapes that into something that He knows is best for you. And then you have a little bit of that wisdom and maturity to look back and say, thank you, Lord, that you are scripting my life and not me. And that's where I come to with this podcast. So let's rewind the clock like 25 years, maybe not quite 25, maybe more like 20 years. Let's go back 2 decades into the life of Brittany Varner at the time. So I remember the day where I would go and collect the mail. And I loved doing that. You know, I had no concept that the mail brought bills. I just knew that sometimes it brought the JCPenney catalog. And I would get my Barbie phone and I would play that I was like a sales clerk and people would call in on my Barbie phone and I'd go through the JCPenney catalog and I'd write down everything that they wanted and their sizes and their colors and literally spent hours doing that. So like the JCPenney catalog was the highlight of one of the highlights of my childhood. But another thing that was the highlight of my childhood that I received in the mail were these little advertisement brochures from modeling companies. And I remember the day that we got one from the Miss America pageant. And, you know, it said really in big, bold letters across the front, you know, we want you. We want you to be the next Miss America. And I remember taking that inside to my mom and being like, with eyes as big as saucers, saying, me, of all the girls in America, they think that I'm worthy to be Miss America. Like, oh, mom, please, can I try out for this? Please, can I go to the pageant? Please, can I, you know, and then just start the list of all the things that ensues for you to get to be Miss America. And my mom quickly said, no. And I was so crushed. I was like, you don't understand. They have chosen me. They want me. They think that I am model material. And again, my mom said no. And I was so like deflated, like as quickly as my balloon puffed all the way full, it just as quickly, you know, sputtered out. And I remember thinking like, you don't understand. They chose me. And I'm going to let them down. You know, now being the age that I am, and again, that hindsight, I look back and think they didn't choose me. They purposely worked their advertisement scheme so that little girls around the world would think the way that I did. But no, they were just putting it out there, probably in every mailbox on my street. But, you know, at the time, I wanted that so bad. I just had these visions of me in this princess dress with this crown on my head, you know, holding the title of Brittany Varner, Miss America. And I just thought that that would just be the perfect dream, the perfect future. Like all my dreams would come true if I could just stand on that stage and give the Julie Andrews Princess Diaries princess wave and look at everyone and smile and think to myself, I have done it. I am Miss America. Miss Junior America, I guess it would have been. But here, you know, looking back, being 2 decades down the road, I'm so thankful that God did not give me that desire of my heart at the time and that I did not become Miss America for so many reasons, which I'm not going to delve into much. But let me just say that the modeling industry really is not a place for a Christian, especially in today's day and world. You know, just things you have to do, things you have to wear, things you should, you know, things you don't, they don't want you to wear. It's not a place for a woman who is trying to be a demonstration of true feminine biblical beauty and what that is. But anyway, I am just so thankful that my mom had the wisdom to say, no, we're not going down that path. We're not introducing you to that crowd. We're not putting that pressure on you as a little girl to look this way or be this way or define beauty this way. But now, you know, as I was reminded of that memory that I have from my childhood, I did have to laugh a little bit because though I prayed, you know, Lord, make me a model 20 years ago, I am not that model. Oh, goodness. I am a mother of 5. I probably would never get a brochure in my mailbox these days. But in so many ways, I am a model. Not modeling clothes, not modeling fashion or shoes or makeup or this skinny, perfect body. But I am a model for my children of Christlikeness, of Jesus. And that thought, you know, while I had a little laugh going down memory lane, the reality of the thought that, you know what? I am a model. I am modeling for someone. what it means to look like Christ. And that really brought all of that like laughter in, it honed it into a very just recognition of a grave responsibility that I have. And I'm so thankful that God has given me the title mother, that I have been able to be a mama six times over. We have a baby in heaven. So we have five children on this earth and one baby in heaven. But for these children on earth, you know, when God puts children into a family, the first introduction that those children get to God and to Christ come from mama and daddy. They come from us. We are the ones that open the Bible and read to them. We are the ones that teach them. We are the ones that model, that demonstrate to them the love of Christ, the forgiveness of Christ, the patience of Christ. And as I say that, I feel guilty because I think how often I fail at that, how often I have the opportunity, you know, especially having little children. And I don't foresee this really changing as my kids get into their teenage years, but how often do children give us the opportunity to demonstrate these attributes and these aspects of Christ? How often does my three-year-old give me the opportunity to demonstrate the patience of Christ? How often does my seven-year-old give me the opportunity to demonstrate the unconditional love of Christ? You know, how often do they give us this opportunity, yet how often do I blow it? How often do I react in the flesh? Do I respond more in a self-controlled way, self being the old man, instead of the spirit-controlled way, this new man? The Bible says, put off the old man, put on the new man. And this is something, man, this is a day-by-day growing, developing, maturing, walking that road of sanctification. This growth that we must have as we are conforming to the image of Christ, as we are desiring to look more like Christ. Proverbs 4:18 says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Ladies, that is my prayer for myself, for my husband, for you as listeners, that as we are walking this road of sanctification, as we are practicing this out, as we are trying to live with the Holy Spirit visibly working through us, as we try to make that conscience choice again and again, and we fail and we ask for forgiveness and we try again and we have victory and we try again and we have victory and we try again and we fail and we ask for forgiveness and we get back on that path, the more that we do that, the more we are conformed to the image of Christ, the more that that path is shining brighter and brighter unto the end day. That is what I desire for my motherhood journey. And yes, I always wanted to be a model. And now here I am a model, modeling in a very different way than I dreamed of as a child, but modeling in a way that is so vastly more important, more impactful, not just for today, but for eternity, not just for my children, but for my grandchildren, for that compounding legacy that is to follow, the choices that I make, the more that I seek to model Christ in my heart, in my mind, in my life, in my actions, the greater the impact, the more compounding that impact has on so many things. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, in all of these areas of life." We are to be an example of the believers. How does a mother walk in integrity, in righteousness, in a biblical path? How do we model this out for our children? And it is simply by this, by being an example. An example of what? We are an example of Christ. That is a lesson that I'm having to learn again and again in my motherhood, is I will never achieve perfection. I am a sinner. I have been saved. I have been redeemed. But that does not mean that I don't sin anymore. I remember when one of my children got saved. They struggled with the idea and understanding that I will no longer sin. They thought, because I have been saved, now I have Christ within me, I have this new man that we're talking about, so I won't struggle with sin. And they were very frustrated with themselves when they quickly did sin. And I had to have the conversation with them, like, okay, look at mama's life. Let's just be real here. Mommy is humble enough to admit, I'm not perfect. Look at my life, sweetheart. Am I saved? Yes. And I share my testimony with them. They know my testimony. They know that I know Christ is my Savior, that Jesus has forgiven me from my sins. But I ask them, has mommy yelled today? Does mommy struggle with impatience? Does mommy have to ask for forgiveness from God, from you, from daddy on a daily basis? Well, yeah, I mean, they're privy to, they get the front row seat to mommy's sinful flesh. So it started to click with them like, oh yes, okay, we do still sin. But as we strive to be this example, this Christ-like example, as we continue to grow in that maturity, we will never be sinless, but we should be sinning less and less as we are growing in our walk with Christ. And another thing that I'm learning is that so much, it is so much more impactful in my life when I am learning a lesson to not just learn it, but to learn it and then try to teach it. So I soak in, I squeeze out. It's like that sponge. You don't want your sponge to just hold moisture. It gets nasty. The sponge is meant to be soaked up and squeezed out. And that really is motherhood. As I am soaking in God's word, as I am learning, as I am being transformed, as I am changing, I am to be squeezing that out. I am to be modeling that. I am to be practicing that in my home with my children. And am I going to fall? Am I going to fail? Absolutely. But there again, all of this plays into the modeling. Even my failures, even my sin, God can use to point them to Christ when I follow a biblical pattern of dealing with that. Instead of just sinning and saying, well, you shouldn't have made mommy angry. Or, you know, well, I'm the mom, so I can do whatever. No, saying like, look, mom is a sinner too, and I need to ask forgiveness. I need to ask forgiveness from God. I need to come to you and say, hey, child, I sinned against you. Can you forgive me? But in that, I am modeling to them, to a young child, to immature child, some of my children are just freshly saved. They're baby Christians. Some of them are not saved yet, but I am modeling to them in that, what does it look like to seek forgiveness? What does it look like to be restored in fellowship with others, with Christ? What does it look like to have to humble yourself and endure sometimes the embarrassment of coming to someone and say, hey, I messed up. Will you forgive me? All of that is modeling. We can model in the good, in the strong. We can model when, hey, we chose patience. Wonderful. That's a great opportunity to say, look, you know, we're trying to be Christ-like here. When we choose that charity, when we choose purity in conversation, when our word is edifying, we can model. But we can also use those times where we fail not to be a pity party or to wallow in the pity of guilt. I'm so often guilty of that and just feeling like I just stew in my failures. But using my failures to model to them, okay, how can I get my heart back in tune with God? How can I get back on this just path? How can I continue to walk that out? 2 Timothy 2:21 says, if a man therefore purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. That's what I want. That's what I want for my life. That's what I want for my motherhood. I want to be a vessel unto honor. I want to be sanctified, clean, holy, set apart, meet for the master's use, prepared for every good work. What is the job of a vessel? It is to be filled and to be poured out. And that's what I want to be. I want to have the Holy Spirit pouring in me. And I want to in turn pour that out. And that is where this modeling comes in. What's pouring in? What's pouring out? Truth is pouring in. Christ-likeness is pouring in. Attributes of God is pouring in. An understanding of his unconditional love, his unconditional mercy, his constant forgiveness, his quick forgiveness. So then what should be pouring out? The very same thing that has been pouring in. And who do I pour it out on? I pour it out on those who are in my sphere of influence. And no one is in my sphere of influence quite like my husband and my children. And children have that unique thing, you know, so separating the husband from the children, even in this, is that my children tend to push buttons that my husband doesn't necessarily push. Why is that? Well, he's an adult. He's mature. You know, he's walked that sanctification road a little further as well. But my children are still young. They're still growing. They're still developing. And while they are some of the most amazing people on this earth, I love them. And I'm so thankful that God made them mine. But they still are little sinners, and they are immature sinners. They are immature in their faith. They're growing, and rightfully so. That's the stage of life that they're in. But that means that mama, who has hopefully walked at least a few steps ahead down the road on the sanctification journey, should then be pouring out these things that the Holy Spirit is pouring in, that I should be modeling and demonstrating to them. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing in my life. This is how He desires to work in your life. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that God is patient. I'm thankful that He allows me to model patience to my children as I look to His example of patience, because His example of patience, He is so patient with me. He is so patient with me. When I kick and scream, when I throw tantrums, when I demand my way, He is patient. He never responds in anger. He never responds with a short temper. He never dismisses me. He is always there with open arms, ready and waiting to pour out His love. And so as I am seeking to be like Him, I have a responsibility to then model what He shows me as my Heavenly Father. Then I, in my parent relationship with my children, I need to be modeling these things to them. Sally Clarkson said, we bring the living resurrection power of Christ into the moments of our lives so that our children can learn how the Christian life is lived by watching us. And they watch us. They watch us, ladies. There is no doubt about that. There's no question. There's no if, and, or but. They are. They are watching us. And they're not watching us just on Sundays, like maybe some people that you just see at church. They're not watching us, you know, on the 9 to 5 when you're at the job. They're watching 24/7. They see when you have victory. They see when you have a failure. They see how you respond to both. They are watching. But it is not a negative thing that they're watching us. Yes, that should bring a sober-mindedness to our lives and to what we do and how we act and what we say and what we think. But that should not be a negative thing. It should be a positive thing. We have the opportunity to demonstrate for our children the living resurrection power of Jesus Christ. How amazing is that? It is amazing to me, and I don't think it will ever cease to be amazing to me, that God uses me. That God uses me as a tool, as an instrument in the eternal souls of 5 other human beings to show them what He looks like, what He wants, what His truth is. I feel so unworthy of that, but I am thankful that He is doing a work in my life so that I have something to model for them. And I pray that I will just keep my heart close to Christ so I can grow in this area, so that I can grow in the modeling that I am doing for my children. I pray that for you as you're listening. That's why I'm doing this episode, to really bring an awareness and to get you thinking about this truth that we are modeling for them. And we just have to ask the Lord to conform our hearts to the image of Christ so that we can reflect His righteousness, His character to our children. I talked at the beginning about those children of character cards. I want my kids to be bold and courageous and to be anchored and to be able to endure and to be faithful and holy. I want that for them. And while I think it is great to have a tool like the Children of Character cards, obviously I put those together for a reason, while it is a wonderful tool to be able to have, nothing is going to have the impact like a mother who is literally living this out, who is walking this out, who is visibly displaying these things for her children, who is living an anchored life, a woman who is rooted and tied to the rock of her salvation, a woman who has chosen to walk out holiness. Not that you always do this perfect, but when you get off, you come back and you show that to them. You model that for them, that you are choosing to live set apart, sanctified unto God, a vessel fit for the master's use, that you are demonstrating to them what it means to endure. Things are hard. Motherhood is hard. If you haven't noticed that, you probably will soon. Maybe if you're like just on your motherhood journey, but I, you know, the hardness of motherhood starts even before the baby comes. Pregnancy is hard. It brings challenges. It does. But again, those aren't negative things. Motherhood has sanctified me in a way that almost nothing else really has, because it has revealed to me areas that I thought I was strong in, I'm not quite so strong in. And it has highlighted my weaknesses. And sometimes that feels so abrasive to my heart. I'm so convicted, but yet it's good for me. It's good for me because it keeps me in a place where I'm dependent upon the Lord, where I am completely dependent upon the Holy Spirit's power working in my life. And when I am in that spot, I can better model and teach my children, this is where you need to be as well. You know, you can't respond in a Christ-like way on your own. Why? Because that flesh rises up. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we have the choice, that we can choose the new man. And we have to have that Holy Spirit power growing and developing in us. So I just wanted to challenge you on today's episode, as I've just been thinking about this and the Lord's been working about this, working on this in my own heart and life, as I'm working on developing godly character in my children and realizing how much I need it in my own life and how much I really need to work on my modeling it for them. And as I'm reminded of that memory of a little girl who wanted so bad to be a model, I am a model. Very different than what I thought when I was 8 years old. But I am modeling, and what a high calling. There's no higher calling. That's where it came from, ladies. No higher calling than to get to grow in my faith with Christ and then to pass that on, to model that to my children, to my husband, to my friends, to those in my sphere of influence, which includes you. So I pray that you have been encouraged by this episode, and I really do pray that you will have been challenged by this, that you will leave this and that the wheels of your mind will be turning and thinking, how can I better model to those in my sphere of influence Christ-likeness and the attributes of God? I hope that the No Higher Calling podcast has been a blessing to you. If so, please subscribe, share with your friends, and engage with me on Instagram at nohighercalling_. You can also subscribe to receive the No Higher Calling encouragement email on my website, which is www.nohighercalling.org. This includes podcast notes, what I'm reading, spiritual encouragement, a glimpse into my home, and some of my favorite products and resources. You can also enjoy more content on the No Higher Calling YouTube channel. I pray that this podcast will encourage you to fall more in love with Jesus and to be the Christian woman He's called you to be. Thanks for listening.